This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The Lebanese Health Ministry says the huge blast in Beirut Tuesday has killed at least 137 people and left more than 5,000 wounded. Tuesday's explosion obliterated part of the port and caused damage over a wide area in the heart of the city, prompting fears the final death toll could rise significantly. International aid flights are delivering supplies as Lebanon's leaders struggle to deal with the widespread damage of Tuesday's blast. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports France is among the countries rushing to help.
France says it's sending two planes with dozens of emergency workers, a mobile medical unit, and 15 tons of aid. French President Emmanuel Macron's office says the aid should allow for the treatment of some 500 victims. Also, French peacekeepers stationed in Lebanon, a former French protectorate, have been helping since the explosion. Meanwhile, Jordan officials say a military field hospital, including all necessary personnel, will be dispatched, and Egypt has opened a medical center in the city to treat those wounded in Tuesday's giant blast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Beirut Thursday to meet with political leaders. 5 months after confirming its first case of coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. This is VOA News.